Blog Talk Radio.
My monster from his lab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster from my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
Put on in a flash.
They did the mash.
Hypnotic eye.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocky, all were digging the sound. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coughing owls were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five. They played the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Jack's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
"Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?"
It's now the mash.
Now the monster mash. And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band. My monster mash is the hit of the land. For you the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what it sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And you buy a big box
smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll get on the flash.
Then you can
mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Good evening. Welcome
to a special Get Halloween Out of My System special version of Soul Tree Radio
in the Raw.
To quote my man Paul Barrow, oh yes. Soul Tree Radio in the Raw, sponsored by the Blackout Sports Network. Excuse me. One too many Milky Ways, y'all. The Black Athlete Sports Network, Roland Rogers, CEO in loving memory, our friends at Blog Talk Radio, our friends and colleagues at WCLM 1450 AM in Richmond, Virginia, the soul of Richmond, and WUFO 1080 AM, The Mix, up in Buffalo, New York. Our friends at Guardian Caps, Lee and Aaron Hansen, Mike Feely, my brother Anthony Johnson, who is on the air right now with his show on Blog Talk from 9 to 11, as well as our friends and colleagues doing good work at WeFeedTheHomeless.Philly, Craig Stroman, we're going to give a special shout-out to, and to my man Travis Singleton, who does a great job with his budding charity, Kicks for Grades, where deserving young kids will, when they send in their grades and they confirm that they've got those A's working, get a pair of sneakers. Travis will be on in future shows to give more details about it. He also has an article on the Black Athlete Sports Network. That's blackathlete.net, www.blackathlete.net, and he will provide more detail as to how it works, because it will be a lottery involving the kids who have the grades and cards. Now, having said that, you know, I want to give you guys an overview of what Halloween is, not just for the adults, but the kiddies and everything else that goes along with it and stuff. But before we do that, we must acknowledge.
What's up?
Come on, fellas.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, the freaks do come out at night.
Well, I have to tell you all, Halloween has always been my favorite holiday, if y'all don't know that already. Problem with Halloween is that now it has been perverted. I think that's the proper word, because it really is. Kids used to be able to go out and go and get stuff with no problem. You know, I mean, if they were really little kids, you had to have, you know, an adult kind of watching over things, or your big sister or your big brother, right? And, you know, you brought shit home and there was fruit to eat and candy, and you didn't worry about whether the candy was loose or unwrapped or anything like that, because it seemed most people weren't thinking like that. Now, we know there have always been evil and perverted shit going on that kind of fucks up the whole spirit of Halloween, but it really didn't get ugly until I was in my late ones, early teens, like 8, 9 years old. That's when we started hearing bizarre shit about sick fucks putting razor blades in apples and glass and crap like that. You know, that kind of stuff. That's scary. So, you know, the whole premise of kids being safe, you know, was just gone. So, obviously, parents had to be diligent. And, you know, some even don't even send their kids out worrying about stuff like that. Or, you know, it's within the neighborhood or they'll have a party or, you know, at the community center or something to kind of isolate all of that stuff. I think that's kind of sad because even growing up, they used to do things for kids. I can remember when I was little, there was a TV special that came on called Mad Monster Party. And I think it was Arthur and Jules Rankin were responsible for that. So they were puppeteers, and it was one of those little Halloween movies and stuff. You don't see that kind of format anymore, at least not as much. But because we have to start the evening with the kiddies getting taken care of, you know, let's take care of the kiddies. Because I'm tired of these brats knocking on my door trying to take my Milky Way.
The city of Townsville. And like most cities, Townsville prepares its young for bed as evening approaches. The same is true in the home of the Powerpuff Girls.
Man, I'm not ready for bed yet. Now, girls, you know we need to get plenty of sleep. It's our responsibility as superheroines to be well-rested so that we'll be at peak crime-fighting performance whenever evil rears its ugly head. And, like Ben Franklin always said, early to bed, early to wake makes a lady smart, pretty, and great.
Yeah, but all the fun stuff happens at night. Parties, dancing, nightclubs and stuff. Girl, it'll be awesome once we're old enough to go out after dark. Right, Bubbles?
No.
What do you mean, no?
I don't know.
You're not afraid of the dark, are ya?
No.
You ain't scared of monsters under the bed, are ya?
Well then, I guess you wouldn't be afraid of the boogeyman either.
Boogeyman, the creepiest, scariest, nastiest, long finger, pointy teeth, having this little kid getting his monster in the world!
But don't worry, he only comes out
after dark.
Whoa! Whoa!
It's the boogeyman!
What? Boogeyman? What's going on in here? Buttercup, are you teasing your sisters again? Okay, Bubbles, calm down. Everything's all right now.
Professor, I was trying to sleep, but Bubbles was afraid of the dark, and Buttercup was telling scary stories, and then...
Yes, Blossom, I know. Buttercup likes to be an instigator.
What? That means she was trying to get your goat.
Well, it's not my fault she's a baby scared of the dark.
I'm sorry. I wish I were brave.
Now, girls, being scared doesn't make you a baby. I was scared when I heard my girl screaming. But did I hide under the covers?
No. You ran in to check on us very brave-like.
Thank you, Blossom. You see, bravery doesn't mean you're not scared. Bravery is doing what you're afraid to do. If you can just face your fears, then I know you can find the courage to beat them. Now then, everyone into bed. It's time for sleeping. And no more monkey business.
What?
Don't worry, Bubbles. The hall light will take care of any boogeymen that might show up.
Ah, that's better. Now that things have quieted down, we can all get some... Say, do you hear something? Some kind of crazy beat? Who could still be awake at this time of night?
To slip in the last piece and... Throne, let's get this party started.
Listen up, all you freaks and disasters, and cheer the frag up! Cause here comes the master! So give it up for the beef with the plan! The one!
Creatures of darkness, dig it! Too long have we been at the mercy of light. Night lights, street lights, hall lights with the door cracked, and deeper still, the sun. I know. But I, your boogeyman, have just completed step one of my grand master plan that will ensure an end to this problem once and for all. So prepare to hit the streets, because we are going to party all night long. So tell me, when things get creepy,
blame it on the boogie.
When things get spooky,
blame it on the boogie.
And when things get freaky, funky, and nasty,
blame it on the boogie.
Get scissors on the horn.
Uh-oh, what's he got cooking at the Townsville power plant?
Yeah, Bus?
Proceed with step two.
Oh my God, they've cut off all power to Townsville. That means no more street lights, no more hall lights with the door cracked, and definitely no more night lights.
The coast is clear, come on.
You miss the party? Peep it! The sun's already rising. We're gonna have to blow this joint.
Last call!
Let's wrap it up, people. The sun's coming up.
Hold up, hold up. Did you all forget about my grand master plan? The sun will no longer be an issue once I initiate the third and final step.
Is step three really all that?
Shit. It ain't no step for a stepper.
What's happening at the old abandoned roller rink? He's launched some kind of missile.
It's a giant disco ball! And it's eclipsing the sun!
Oh no, now morning will never come to Townsville, and these nocturnal nightmares will be free to haunt the darkness forever!
Save it all the fire!
Now that I've blocked out the accursed sun, we're gonna make this night last forever.
Yeah!
Look out the sun. That's it. Come on, girls. We've got to take out that disco ball.
do it myself.
Accelerate to attack formation and follow me in. I can see a small exhaust port at the end of the chasm. If we could just hit it with our laser vision, it should destroy the bomb.
Bubbles, if you can just face your fears, then I know you can find the courage to beat them.
The spicy little one. Ha! Now you're mine.
You're good to go, kid.
Now blow up that disco ball so we can go back to bed.
Sun is free to shine on Townsville again. Sorry, nightmares. Party's over. And don't let the doorknob hit you where the dog should have bit you. And once again, the day is saved. Get it? The day is saved? You don't get it. Because it was going to be perpetual night. You know, the daylight. They saved the day, literally.
Oh, sorry. Thanks to the Powerpuff Girls. Good night, everybody.
Yeah.
Man, what a concert James Brown and Michael Jackson could give. And what an awesome show they're probably giving right now on a different plane. Well, like I said, the kiddies now have been appeased somewhat while folks are still out taking some kids and finishing up. Teenagers are partying a little bit. Things are starting to get a little bit interesting. But some folks might be staying home waiting for that next spooky movie to come out.
I tell you, gentlemen, science has agreed that unless something is done and done quickly, man as the dominant species of life on Earth will be extinct within a year. I repeat, stay in your homes. Your personal safety, the safety of the entire city, depends upon your full cooperation with the military authorities.
Yes, cities, nations, even civilization itself, threatened with annihilation because in one moment of history-making violence, nature, mad, rampant, wrought its most awesome creation. For born in that swirling inferno of radioactive dust were things so horrible, so terrifying, so hideous, there is no word to describe them.
We may be witnesses to a biblical prophecy come true, and there shall be destruction and darkness come up in creation, and the beast shall reign over the earth.
Yes, the earth, the skies above and the seas below, infested by swarms of nightmare creatures, crueler, deadlier than the armored giants of prehistoric eras. Here is a wild, headlong flight into terror as the desert erupts with the grim battle for survival. Here is a fear-frenzied moment of suspense as mankind totters before a thing that multiplies faster than it can be killed. Here is a desperate plunge into the black depths of the earth where human courage challenges the brute force, the slashing jaws, the poison fangs that guard the subterranean nest where the beast spawns its terrible progeny.
To all units. To all units. Condition red. Drain 267 is the target area. Repeat. Condition red. Drain 267 is the target area.
We can't take a chance. It might poison the whole city.
You always get those chords at the end that imply that good has triumphed over evil. Mm-hmm. But because it's Halloween, y'all, you know, we've vaulted from the Every Now and Then movie to now they concentrate 31 great movies, horror movies, horror classics, so to speak, each month during October. I love that sort of stuff. But some folks get scared at seeing heads spin around and all of that and spitting out pea soup. That doesn't work for me as much as some of the other stuff does. You know, sometimes that fear that kind of like tingles at the bottom of your spine comes from something different instead of the actual visual action. We'll be right back.
1.8.
Come up with what?
1.9. The needle hit the top.
Eddie, hold him off as long as you can.
Roger.
Watch out, he's got a gun.
Keep away. Keep away. Keep away. I won't allow you to destroy it.
Turn on that generator. Get back here, Eddie.
Listen, I'm your friend. Look, I have no weapons. I'm your friend. You're wiser than I. You must understand what I'm trying to tell you. Don't go any farther. They'll kill you. They think you mean to harm us all. But I want to know you, to help you. Believe that. You're wiser than anything on Earth. Use that intelligence. Look at me and know what I'm trying to tell you. I'm not your enemy. I'm a scientist. I'm a scientist who's trying to...
Well, he gets right in the middle of it, sir. On that walk, Captain. Wait till he gets right in the middle, sir.
Every one of you listening to my voice, tell the world, tell this to everybody wherever they are. Watch the skies everywhere. Keep looking. Keep watching the skies.
Meanwhile, while mankind has once again been saved from the peanut butter and jelly sandwich that ate Cleveland, shit's happening on the other side of town.
Thank you.
With a key, you unlock the door to imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sight. A dimension of sound. A dimension of mind. You're moving through a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. Guiding you through this wondrous journey is the hypnotic sound of the Twilight Zone.
Some
Now, has anyone ever stopped to think about this? We've been invaded, and we've been doing invading for goo-gobs of years. If we were to talk about just how long we've been doing this, as long as I've been around, all right, let's look at it this way. In the 50s, we were blowing shit up. And then the atomic radiation led to all the radiation movies like them with the giant ants and the giant praying mantis and all the other good stuff. And then we started fucking with Mars. Now, having gone to school there, as I am a graduate of the University of Mars, I would think y'all would have left Mars to fuck alone after the first time y'all went up there in the angry red planet when he told y'all, don't come up here fucking with us. You know, they even let them go and they said, don't come back. I would have listened to that. But with aliens traveling all over the world, traveling to different galaxies, and finally settling on Earth, did anybody ever stop to think that maybe those people from other worlds just wanted to come down to Earth to have a good fucking time?
every day and every night we'll be together. With the roof right over our heads, we'll share the shelter. Half my single bed, we'll share the same room, yeah. Put up the fire and bread. It's just love, it's just love, it's just love, it's just love that I'm feeling. It's just love, it's just love, it's just love, it's just love that I'm feeling.
Languages, and I'm not talking about just the ones on Earth. Having said that, all of the great things that our culture has, regardless of where we are, music has got to be at the top of the list. Now, can you imagine a club somewhere on the outer rings of Saturn or on one of Jupiter's moons or some hideaway joint somewhere in the asteroid belt that only the hip aliens know how to get to and shit, where they would play stuff like this? You can't tell me that Marley wouldn't be a universal groove, in addition to Mikey and JB and George Clinton and all the P-Funk University folk and all that other good stuff. That's real stuff, y'all, for those who just popped in. Like I said, I teach a course in post-invasion music after graduating from the University of Mars. And some of them folks up there are still pissed that y'all keep coming up there trying to fuck with us. So, better than me having to say it, Let me let y'all know how the Martians feel.
Tom, Iris, I have something I want you to hear. You were right. The whole speech was on the recorder, the last tape. I think you should listen to it.
Sounds important.
Judge for yourself. Professor Weiner.
Men of Earth, we of the planet Mars give you this warning. Listen carefully and remember, we have known your planet Earth since the first creature crawled out of the primeval slime of your seas to become man. For millennia, we have followed your progress. For centuries, we have watched you, listened to your radio signals, and learned your speech and your culture. And now you have invaded our home. Technological adults, but spiritual and emotional infants. We kept you here, deciding your fate. Had the lower forms of life of our planet destroyed you, we would not have interfered. But you survived. Your civilization has not progressed beyond destruction, war, and violence against yourselves and others. Do as you will to your own and to your planet, but remember this warning. Do not return to Mars. You will be permitted to leave for this sole purpose. Carry the warning to Earth. Do not come here. We can and will destroy you, all life on your planet, if you do not heed us. You have seen us, been permitted to glimpse our world. Go now. Warn mankind not to return unbidden.
Now, if you think this is just a bunch of fiddle-dee-dee and fol-de-rol, think about this. I had word on the Sirius tip that Mars was going to fuck us up around 1970 or so. But they canceled all invasion plans after Marvin Gaye released his signature work, What's Going On. When they realized how fucked up things were on Earth, they realized they didn't have to do anything. And they reminded themselves that we were doing enough damage to ourselves that they didn't have to come down here and do anything because we would fuck ourselves up before they could really do major damage to us. But it was Marvin's music that saved our asses. And because of that, we're still here. Now, Marvin won't get every thanks for that, but that's a whole nother story. Having said these things, you know, I just realized earlier this summer we celebrated 40 years of hip-hop being instituted, if you will, as a form of art, music, whatever. All that was incorporated. Y'all know, for the last few years, everything from laxative to dining furniture or anything else has been advertised or thrown into some sort of hip-hop vein. And like I said, the aliens are checking our shit out. So why wouldn't they be down with that stuff too?
The escape pod narcissist flows through space and it drifts to the place of a deep salvage base.
Bio readouts are all in the green, looks like she's alive.
Ah, there goes our salvage, right?
She's sent to Gateway Station in hospital for weeks.
Side effect of such an unusually long hypersleep.
The company man, Bert, confirms all her fears.
You were out there for 57 years.
When she feels better, she has to go to court about blowing up the Nostromo and the alien she fought. In space, no one can hear you scream. At least that was the case with Ripley's last team. No one believes her, now Ripley is shocked.
Because I blew it out of the goddamn air.
When they're condescending, Ripley lets her temper fly.
You can just kiss all that goodbye.
Van Leeuwen finds her guilty and confines her to a station for 6 months probation and a psych evaluation. Now the alien planet is occupied apparently, a mining colony with
maybe 70 families.
A few months later and the company's in a fix.
We lost contact with LV-426.
Why, this could be, the company's none the wiser.
I would like you there as an advisor.
Ripley says no, comes as no shock though when she decides to go on the ship to Narco. Although she's new, she joins the crew and they all wake up in their cryo. Hypersleep don't appeal, but it's part of the deal.
You look just like I feel.
A pulse more effective than any alarm.
Day in the Marine Corps like a day on the farm.
They want me to do adventures of this way.
Hudson replies.
Would you, sir? I'd like that.
Look into my eye.
Vasquez does more push-ups than anyone can.
Have you ever been mistaken for a man?
They all get ready and go to have lunch.
The lieutenants took a date with the rest of his crunch.
Bishop does his knife trick as fast as he can. Hudson says,
that wasn't funny, man.
The robot Bishop a plate.
Stay away from me, Bishop. You got that straight?
Now they're on a bug hunt. There's no doubt about it.
How do I get out of this chicken shit outfit?
Vasquez makes light of the death of Ripper's crew.
I hope you're right. I really do.
By 6 a.m. he wants the preparations done and clear.
Assholes and elbows.
There's an empty power loader and Ripley gets on it to show off in front of Hicks, she says.
Where you want it?
They pose with the smart guns, the mission's way easy. They pour through the door and board the APC. Inside the dropship, the armor car parks, and Pharaoh's about to blast off.
On my mark.
Not one to frown, Hudson's acting a clown.
Express elevator to hell. Going down.
The dropship dies, Pharaoh keeps them alive.
We're in the pipe, 5 by 5.
They get there quick to LV-426, they pull there.
Somebody wake up, Hicks.
The dropship lands, the APC is manned. They jump out as planned and the landscape is scanned. They inspect the first deck, the checks are reserved. As they expect, the complex is deserted. Rain from above comes down in a flood. Holes burnt by the aliens. Contained in that bar parasites to see.
Looks like love at first sight to me.
An alert is heard on the motion tracker, but it's a little girl who will go and catch her. She dives down the chute, but Ripley's in pursuit. After a brief dispute, she becomes a new recruit. The girl is cute, but appears to be mute. They get to the root. They scan for the colonists' data information. They find them at the atmosphere processing station. A bomb brings at the rear. They have no fear. They pack up the gear. The colonists are near.
What is it, Hudson?
The image ain't clear.
You tell me, man. I only work here.
Ripley spots an immediate danger.
They're right under the primary heat exchanger.
Look, we can't have any firing in there.
He's fucking crazy.
They don't think it's fair. That's when they find the colonist cocooned in the wall.
Get out here with that live one!
They hear Dietrich call. Blood sprays through a vest and a baby alien burst through a chest. They wipe out the alien with a torrent of flame. They got themselves to blame. The tracker goes insane.
Maybe they don't show up on his thread at all.
But Dietrich at the wall is the first to fall. With Dietrich lost, next goes Fox. Ammunition goes off at a terrible cost. It's all gone wrong.
What is going on?
But this is the end of the sergeant's career.
Sergeant's gone! Get the fuck out
of here! They've taken a knock, they're all in shock, but the guys are last as a blast.
That's right!
A rescue is something Gorman won't allow.
Get them out of there! Do it now!
Ripley takes charge after strapping all the crew in.
Ripley, what the hell are you doing?
She flies to the site to clean up this mess and crashes through the wall at the alien nest. There's no time for grieving, those that aren't breathing.
Rick, we are leaving!
As they bring up the rear, Vasquez makes a mistake, and a flood of acid blood gets the face of poor Drake. They try to close the door, they hear a deep hiss. Hicks grabs his shotgun and shouts.
Eat this!
Then Ripley speeds away, escaping the monster. The box falls where it's stored, knocking Gorman unconscious. An alien drops from the top, but is not from the ride. A ladder crashes past through the blast doors outside. Hicks gets him to stop by saying this down. They patch themselves up and throw some ideas around. Ripley isn't daunted, she gets things sorted.
We take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
The drop ship's on its way, a bit never short. The Pharaoh doesn't know about the alien on board. With the pilot gone, the ship slides with some boulders. Relief turns to alarm for Ripley and the soldiers. The APC and drop ship go supernova.
Game over, man. Game over.
They decide to go inside, listening to Newt closely.
They mostly come at night. Mostly.
After the Marines' annihilation, they head back to operations to fortify the station for more alien invasion. Stockpiling the weapons and collecting all the rations, Ripley checks the company log to find out how it happened. It was Burke being a jerk that made the situation fall.
You sent them out there and you didn't even warn them.
Bishop calls a meeting with everyone attending.
That's it. Emergency vending.
The cooling towers ruptured during the battle early on. The place was going to explode and they didn't have long. Someone's got to go to the uplink tower to remote pilot the dropship within the next hour. Bishop volunteered but no one else in the group did.
I may be synthetic, but I'm not stupid.
So they open up a tunnel, Bishop gets inside, but it'll take a while to get there because it isn't very wide. Then Ripley goes for a nap with Newt on the floor, but when she wakes up she has a shock in store. Somebody came in and set the facehuggers free, then locked the lab door so Ripley can't flee. Ripley waves to the camera hoping they will be seen, but Burke slowly turns off the monitor screen. The gun's in the other room now, but they just can't make it. The windows won't break, but Ripley uses a head and sets off the fire alarm instead. That's when a face of a hops from up on the top. She throws it away, but it cannot be stopped. Newt starts screaming up and Hicks will find her. But doesn't notice the face hugger behind her. That's when the Marines arrive and Hicks jumps through the glass. Hudson pushes Newt aside, shooting a face like a fan. The rest of them gather around to try and save Ripley. They pull the parasite off her and they take it out quickly. She struggles to talk as her throat is still hurt. To get back to operation to start giving Burke hell, Hudson says,
"This dog needs hell."
Alright, we waste him.
The mood has gone sour, the lights go out, Ripley says,
"We got the power."
The motion tracker goes off. There's movement in the hall. So they seal up the doors and back against the wall.
Can't be that inside the room.
So Hicks gets in the ceiling and illuminates the gloom. The aliens drop down. The situation's dire. Perk makes his escape while the Marines are on fire. He blocks the barricade as the banging on the door comes face to face with another xenomorph. The Marines are outnumbered, has to settle in the score. When they come from underneath him and they pull him through the floor. But scares runs the door, doesn't look like it'll last. With the action still behind him, it looks like they are stuck, but they're in luck. Luke leads them down the air duct. Hicks asks Bishop, how long until he's finished?
ETA, 16 minutes.
Oscar's Bishop to rear as the aliens attack. The acid from an alien puts them on her back. Gorma goes to help her, but then comes the unexpected. An alien bursts up and blocks the only exit. They get out some grenades and finish the job for them.
You always were an asshole, Gorma.
The other three escape. Luke's hit by a blast. She slips through Rippy's grasp on the ventilator shaft. They're spurred on now by the tracker alert, but when they get to the lift, Hicks gets hurt. He has to take off his armor as acid disintegrates him. Ripley has to carry in, doesn't look like he will make it. Ripley gets into the dropship, puts Bishop on the spot. She wants to rescue Newt.
We're not leaving!
We're not?
She loads up all the guns and prepares to save her with the personal locator that Hicks gave her. She goes to sub-level 3 despite Bishop's insistence.
15 minutes to reach minimum safe distance.
She'll follow Newt's signal until she is found, but that's when she finds the wristband on the ground. Newt starts screaming. Luckily, Ripley hears her and blasts the face hugger before it gets nearer. She picks up Newt gently without being seen, but then accidentally backs into the Queen. The Queen sees that Ripley is after the teeth, so she calls off her guards and lets Ripley retreat. She's just about out without the aliens harassing, but then an egg opens and Ripley starts blasting. Ripley goes mental, and who can blame her? She shoots everything inside, destroying the egg chamber. After wasting all the ammo, which would be handy later, she escapes with Luke to the nearest elevator. But the launch pad is empty of dropship and crew. The lift opens up, the Queen's managed to find her, the Bishop's dropship appears behind her. They jump on the ramp and are chased by the Queen. The ship's caught in debris, but then it breaks free. They fly off into the complex, melt up below them, and the dropship is dropped by a nuclear explosion. They get back safe. Bishop did great. The artificial person is finally her mate. But they failed! Bishop's impaled! Right up to the hill! Ripped in half, drew in blood like a fountain of milk!
Here!
Chase Ripley and runs to the door to distract the Queen while Newt hides in the floor! The Queen gets frustrated, with Newt escaping, without hesitating, starts ripping up the grating! But before much waiting, Ripley comes straight in, armed with a power loader and a class 2 rating! Newt's trapped in a ditch, screaming high pitch!
Get away from her, you bitch!
Ripley's now rock and cleans the Queen's sock, who gets knocked across the dock over through the airlock! But without a pause, the Queen grabs her with the claws and they fall with force on the loading bay doors. Ripley's first up and quickly climbs the ladder. The Queen's pinned down but still manages to grab her. But Ripley isn't done. She activates the controls and sucks the Queen alien right out of the hole. She flies into space and now she's been disposed. Ripley pushes the button to make sure the door's closed. Although Bishop's torn in half, he's still friendly to them.
Not bad for a human.
They get in their cryo tubes after defeating the Queen. Newt is finally safe.
Can I dream?
They go to hypersleep and head home with speed. But the survivor's future would be dark indeed. But mysteriously, some eggs have ended up on board. Facehuggers make their way to where the cryo tubes are stored. An electrical fire is started by acid, and the pods are rejected because the damage is massive. Newt drowns in the tube because they crash in the sea, and Hicks dies on impact, impaled by a beam. Bishop is smashed beyond repair, and Ripley is forced to shave off her hair. But worst of all, it turns out the bitch is back. The planet's prisoner population is promptly attacked. They have no weapons. Ripley has to use her head and burn the alien in hot lead instead. The company comes looking, but before they can find her, Ripley kills herself. She had an alien inside. And if you thought this story went in a funny direction, wait until you see Alien Resurrection.
Game over, man!
Well, the game may be over for them, but for us, we're just getting started because it's time to chill now. The kitties have their candy. You managed to keep all the Milky Ways away from them, so you're happy. And you managed to snatch all the Milky Ways from them when they came in with their candy. Now, I know how that works for y'all, but that's how it works for me. And on top of everything else, you know, everyone's safe. The house is now quiet, peaceful. Now it's time to break out the cognac and chill.
Thank you.
need your love in the night, not spring now. Got early in the morning, got late in the evening. Well, I want and need it. Oh, I gotta have it. She got love and light with sin. Only took one touch of her hand. I can't sleep.
Não te maltrates, nem tentes voltar o que não. sit here all alone. Though I wait in turn
to sing of love,
to sing of love. Really, I have no one of my own. And when I cry to you that I love you, if this could only be true, and when I say to you that I need you, oh my darling, I really do, hoping that you love me too. The show, they say, must go on. So I'll try to pretend these songs to you I sing, hoping that someone will come along who will see through me and my song. And when I cry to you that I love you, if this could only be true, and when I say to you that I need you, oh my darling, I really do, hoping that you love me too.
choose to roam. The last laugh is only you.
Now, we wouldn't be who we are if we didn't plug into our personal playlist for just a little bit now, would we? As it is about 7 minutes to the hour, we will continue on past 11, since now we've gotten into some sort of groove. But in the meantime, for those who are in the chat room, you can hear us past 11 o'clock up to the witching hour. Afterward, well, the files will be saved, and those who get cut off before our broadcast finishes in this podcast time frame, you will be able to hear it in its entirety somewhere between 12:30 and 1 o'clock Eastern time. Now, remember, this weekend is daylight savings time, so as the old adage says, spring forward, fall back. Yeah, it means you get an extra hour of beauty sleep. Me? I could use it. I can feel the ugly seeping through my veins right now. But, children of the night, I shall play on. If you like what you hear, just stick around and hang out with us. Our next editorial show will be Saturday afternoon, and Sunday we'll be back with our old school musicology, old schoolology. Too many Milky Ways. Now I'm coming down off the Milky Way high. Old Schoolology music therapy session Sunday evening at 9 p.m. From 9 to 11, we will be back into a little bit of what you just heard for the last half hour or so. And then, of course, Wednesday, back with the Hump Day special and another editorial show. Again, send us some love, even if it's for nothing but checking us out and listening and enjoying. We appreciate all of that. If there's something you'd like to hear, we always store requests like nuts for the winter. Hit us up on our Sultry Facebook page. Next year we will have, hopefully, cross fingers and all the other good stuff, a full-fledged site. But until then, we do what we can do. And since all the kitties are protected, everybody's comfy cozy, now it's time to carry on. And we will see you guys Saturday afternoon, 2 p.m. Eastern. And don't forget my man, Gary Gray, who does a great job with his show, The Gray Leopard Cove. He's on after we are at 4 p.m. And again, shout out to my colleague, Travis Singleton, his Kicks for Grades. My man, Craig Strawman, who does a wonderful job at We Feed the Homeless Philly. He is doing a turkey drive as we speak right now, looking to get 600 turkeys and 600 homes. It's amazing the ability and power of the human spirit. We know there's folks out there that really do give a damn, and others like them. I am truly of the belief that there's far more of them than there are of the Dick Dastardlies of the world. Problem is, most of the Dick Dastardlies have all the power / money. But that's a separate conversation. For now, we're just going to play out, and we hope to see you or hear from you very soon. Y'all, excuse me, I gotta answer the phone.
If you're To fill your dreams. I could surely use a helping hand. Doesn't anybody care? I can't find comfort anywhere. Doesn't someone out there understand?
I'm honey, if you leave me, I'll go crazy. I still care. Oh, you know I still care for you. I love you, baby.
Oh, baby, 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 yes, oh, baby, baby, yes, oh, darling, oh.
My breath away. your face. Ooh, mama, that look, that time can't erase. Be mine tonight, and let this be the start of so many moving nights like this, yeah. Let's take a lover's vow and seal this thing with a kiss. Well, I can hardly wait to hold you, feel my arms around you. How long I've waited, waited just to love you. Now that I've found you, don't ever go. Oh no.
I can hardly wait to hold you, feel my